Live from WQOZ News in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Vance. The biggest test yet of an experimental COVID-19 vaccine got underway Monday with the first of some 30,000 Americans rolling up their sleeves to receive shots created by the U.S. government as part of the all-out global race to stop the outbreak. The glimmer of hope came even as Google, in one of the gloomiest assessments of the coronavirus's staying power from a major employer, decreed that most of its 200,000 employees and contractors should work from home through next June, a decision that could influence other big companies. Final stage testing of the vaccine, developed by the National Institutes of Health and Moderna Incorporated, began with volunteers at numerous sites around the U.S. given either a real dose or a dummy without being told which. It'll be months before results trickle in, and there is no guarantee the vaccine will ultimately work against the scourge that has killed about 650,000 people around the world, including almost 150,000 in the U.S. Europe's tourism revival is running into turbulence only weeks after countries reopened their borders, with rising infections in Spain and other nations causing increasing concern among health authorities over people bringing the coronavirus home from their summer vacations. European countries started opening up to each other's tourists in mid-June, but recent events have shown that the new freedom to travel is subject to setbacks. Over the weekend, Britain imposed a 14-day quarantine on travelers arriving from Spain. Norway ordered a 10-day quarantine for people returning from the entire Iberian Peninsula. And France urged its citizens not to visit Spain's Catalonia region. With 8 successful Mars landings, NASA is upping the ante with its newest rover. The spacecraft Perseverance, set for liftoff this week, is NASA's biggest and brainiest Martian rover yet. It sports the latest landing tech, plus the most cameras and microphones ever assembled to capture the sights and sounds of Mars. Its super-sanitized sample return tubes for rocks that could hold evidence of past Martian life are the cleanest items ever bound for space. A helicopter is even tagging along for an otherworldly test flight. The summer's third and final mission to Mars, after the United Arab Emirates' Hope orbiter and China's Quest for Heavenly Truth orbiter rover combo, begins with a launch scheduled for Thursday morning from Cape Canaveral. Like the other spacecraft, Perseverance should reach the red planet next February, following a journey spanning 7 months and more than 300 million miles. For WQOZ News, I'm Matt Vance.